Yes, we note with dismay that the history syllabus is being abused, particularly by the powers in government. We have noted, for example, the smuggling of a new primary syllabus without the participation of teachers and the sacrifice of a number of topics that are crucial to the growth of the primary school education for political expediency. The topics that are now being stressed are issues like sovereignty, independence, and only mentioning certain political parties as having played an important part in the liberation struggle of Zimbabwe. And apart from that, there are also questions that are deliberately asked that are meant to victimize teachers and drill political propaganda to students. Like the question, one of the questions is account for the growth of MDC in 2002. And while the question gives an impression that it is an innocent question which may call for objective judgment, if any teacher teaches objectively and mentions any credit on MDC, they put themselves in serious danger. And we have received several reports of teachers who have been beaten when they have been trying to teach history objectively. We have also noted an assault on schools by institutions like Heroes Acre and by institutions like provincial directors and museums, directing school pupils to come to particular, say, at Heroes Acre, at museums, and to answer specific questions that are limited in nature, like saying, who is a hero? Who determines who a hero is? We are worried about the new history syllabus and the insinuations that are being done by certain political parties. So we are worried that we have taken this concept of patriotism, nationalism, to levels where certain people think they are the first-class citizens and others are second-class citizens. We have also heard provincial or district officials have called history teachers to particular meetings and told them that they should invite war veterans to come and teach history lessons in schools, which is as unfortunate as it is ill-conceived.
Now, how different is this? It sounds like, you know, we've heard this before, especially at the beginning of the National Youth Service. Isn't this similar to what happened just a few years ago? Or is this a continuation?
I think it is similar, but what is different is that we were not having official communication going into schools. We knew people were training in the National Youth Service at particular centers that were different from schools. But we now have also now even people who are trained in the National Youth Service in schools, students at schools drilled every lunch hour and the like. So I think there is a difference that now where political parties were taking their youth and at particular centers, it was better. But it now creating a lot of insecurity because they've invaded the schools.